Now that was fun, but it's true. No one does it alone. We all need helpers.
More and more and more of them as we grow.
Because as we venture out into the broader world, our values are tried and proved, both in us and by us.
And at times, the trail we start at home might not seem so clear.
Leaders, this is where you can make a difference.
Despite any evidence to the contrary, we do listen to what you say.
But we watch what you do. We watch what you do even more.
Lord Baden-Powell said, a boy is a hater of shams.
It's true, so we look for the evidence of the scouting values in your life. You are a second witness to the best our parents have taught us.
You live by the scout oath.
You help other people at all times.
You are physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. And it's through you that we understand what is possible and who we might become.
Should take his place in the community alongside the teacher of secular and religious instruction. He is an educator and is dealing with the most plastic and most valuable asset in the community. Boyhood. Scoutmaster by his own life should be an example to his scouts. That the spirit of the scout oath and law must permeate his own life before he can hope to make an impression on the boy. For once the boy sees through a man who is trying to teach him something that he himself is not, nothing on earth can make the boy do other than despise the man. This means that a scoutmaster must he himself be trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. And if the scoutmaster does his best to carry out these principles in his own life, as a great teacher of old once said, others shall see him and shall follow. Than believe it. You have to live it.
With these helpers, parents to set our course and leaders to show the way, scouting becomes a powerful adventure.
An adventure! In discovering the truth of our values.
An adventure in uniting with each other.
With our families.
And with our leaders.
And as we learn to do our duty to God, to country, and to others,
we are building the trail to becoming honorable men.